Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Sarah Varney. Pacific Gas and Electric received a strong public rebuke from state regulators this week in its fight against public power advocates. PG&E is behind a June ballot measure that would make it harder to set up local power districts. That's where communities become their own energy company with the goal of providing cheaper and more environmentally friendly electricity. Under the proposition, new attempts at public power would require a two-thirds supermajority approval by voters. The company is also at odds with Marin Clean Energy, a new community power district that will deliver a greener mix of electricity than what PG&E offers. Marin Clean Energy says PG&E is breaking a state law with its campaign of, quote, hostile marketing, threats, and misrepresentations to deter customers from joining the new power district. But utility spokesperson Katie Romans says the company is simply trying to make customers aware of their options.
CCA promoters are relying on the automatic enrollment part of the statute to obtain large numbers of customers without those customers' affirmative consent, which we believe is an infraction to our customers.
State Senator Mark Leno, a frequent PG&E critic, dismisses that explanation.
It's complete nonsense. They've also been the sole funder of a nonprofit advocacy group called Common Sense that has spent millions on more than 10 mail pieces and newspaper advertisements in Marin that contain blatantly false, misleading statements about Marin Clean Energy.
Severin Bornstein is a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business and co-director of the school's Energy Institute. Mr. Bornstein, you've watched how this concept has evolved, and I wonder, what was community choice aggregation supposed to achieve when it was first passed in 2002?
Well, community choice aggregation was sort of the successor to our experiment with deregulation in 1998 to 2001. Back then, there were direct access electricity providers who could sell you electricity through PG&E's lines, but be your retail provider. Those collapsed and were frozen out. And what we saw come after that was a succession, at least, of attempts to form local city jurisdictions that would essentially do the same things. These are different from municipal utilities in that they don't own the power lines or the power generation generally. They are just signing contracts to provide power. The idea was these would be potential competitors for the utilities and would potentially, at least, provide a more efficient system than the utilities were providing.
And I understand PG&E initially supported community choice aggregation at first, but now it says it feels that the attempts to implement these CCAs have been flawed. What's your opinion specifically about the way this Marin district has been set up?
Well, I don't think PG&E was ever an advocate of CCAs. I think they were willing to allow it to happen when they thought that they would essentially be able to compete with them. Marin is one of the places that is attempting to set up a CCA and is one of the places that so far hasn't really been very successful. The problem is that the jurisdictions that do this often go into it thinking either that they're going to be able to offer consumers lower prices or that they're going to be able to offer them greener power or both. And the fact is that they generally don't succeed at either very much.
And this Proposition 16, which will be on the June ballot, would make it harder for any future public power proposals. They'd face a countywide election. They'd have to pass by two-thirds of majority vote. Would that make it more difficult for these public power entities to come into being?
Oh, it would make it massively more difficult. Well, I am not a believer that CCAs are likely to be very helpful to communities in most situations. Proposition 16 would just completely eliminate them. Well, one can argue about whether CCAs are likely to be a bit more or a bit less cost efficient. It's hard to make the argument that we should just completely eliminate the idea, and I think that's what Proposition 16 would do.
Severin Bornstein is an economist at UC Berkeley. I'm Sarah Varney, KQED Public Radio.